that will be featured at this year's Taking Nature Black Conference, March 5th through the 8th. Presented by Nature Forward and themed Reclamation and Resilience, with both online and in-person participation for connection, knowledge, inspiration, and more. Details about Taking Nature Black Conference at natureforward.org/takingnatureblack. All one word, Taking Nature Black. That's Taking Nature Black, Reclamation and Resilience, March 5th through the 8th. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday, good people. You are listening to A Gay Old Time.
Yay. Hey, you beautiful people. Hey, we are back. I am Awesome Rita.
And I'm Daffo, and we're going to have a gay old time tonight. So we are part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. The number to call in is 202-588-0893. What's happening? What's happening, Awesome Rita?
What's up? What is up in the 2025, the year to thrive? We have made it. Oh my gosh. We made it.
We did.
We made it.
Never would have made it.
All of the above. All of the above. But no, I am so very happy to be back. Just on the air. Like, we made it again to 2025. We're here and we're queer.
Absolutely. And we ain't going nowhere. So this is our first show of the whole new year. New year, new you. Just playing. It don't have to be a new year. Some people say that the new year actually starts in spring. Some people, you know, go with nature when things start to bud and bloom. But, you know, I can do this new year, and I could also do spring new year. I'm very excited for spring, though, because I'm not a fan of the cold and the darkness. But guess what? The darkest days have passed. We made it past the darkest days of the year. So very grateful for that. But we just wanted to come on and really focus on Black history and Blackity Blackness and queerness. Because it's Black History Month, y'all. They tried to cancel us. They tried to cancel us.
They tried to cancel us. They did.
They tried to cancel us.
They did.
You can't cancel us.
First of all, let's talk about it. Where would you be without us?
Where would you be without us? The Eve gene. Like everything started with the black woman, blackness, Africa, black people.
Period.
You know? What's going on? the devil is a liar. You know, folks be on some other stuff. God bless them. But we're not going to let them silence us. We are celebrating Black History Month. And on top of that, we are celebrating the queerness of Black History Month. So we just real loud and proud. We just real in their face. You know what I'm saying? Because
unapologetically,
Blackness, folks trying to erase queerness. Folks just trying to erase all the things. But we here to say we ain't going nowhere. Okay? How about it?
No. No, we're not. And we're showing up unapologetically Black. Okay? We're here. This is us. And you got all of our, you know, the greatness from us. We gave y'all the sauce. Let y'all not forget. Okay? We gave y'all the recipe. We created the recipe for the sauce, the flavor. We gave all of that to you. So it's time for y'all to give up, to give us, you know, our flowers. So throughout the night, throughout the show, the 1 hour that we do have, not the night, but the 1 hour that we do have, we are going to pay homage to some of the greats, you know, that gave the sauce, that gave the recipes, all of those things.
Absolutely. And we just want to start, you know, with a nice affirming chant by the Black Youth Project 100 Choir. It's called I Love Being Black chant. You should say this every morning, every day. Take us away. Absolutely. The color of my skin, the texture of my hair. I say I rock it everywhere. Okay. Shout out to the Blackness. Shout out to the Blackness. But yeah, we're talking about Black and queer ancestors that are living, that are past, you know, that our ancestors and those that have, that are still with us. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, if they're ancestor, they're not with us. I was being a bit redundant. Like, what? How, why are you going to have a living ancestor? What? But anywho, go ahead, Awesome. Tell us about Bayard.
Yeah, so we are first starting with our brother, Bayard Rustin. How old was I? I was late to the game when I found out about Bayard Rustin. And instantly, I was very upset that he didn't get the credit that he deserved during that time. And for those of you that don't know, Bayard Rustin pretty much was the orchestrator and ran the behind the scenes. When I say orchestrated the whole march on Washington, Dr. King actually adopted his philosophy. And that's what made me upset, right? Just finding that out, and it was like, wow, Dr. King, in my perspective, you know, once I found out about Mr. Rustin, was that Dr. King, and I'm not taking anything away from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I am not taking anything away from him. However, it was Mr. Rustin who, again, orchestrated everything. And in my perspective, Dr. King was the face, right? Because, again, those of you that don't know, Mr. Rustin was unapologetically Black and gay, right? Absolutely. No doubt about it. He wore all of that. And he couldn't be the face. for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He just could not be the face of the civil rights movement, you know, that whole movement. But he played the background and played it. Please, if you have not seen it, but the documentary is Brother Outsider. And that was the first time that I was actually introduced to him, because I saw the documentary. And the movie, fast forward to the movie that just came out, what was it, last year or 2023? With
24, Coleman.
2022? 24. Oh, 24. Oh, just last year.
Last year.
Got it. With brother Coleman Domingo.
Yeah.
He was ideal to play it, because he is another LGBTQ family member, right? So that was just ideal for him to play that part. I'm so happy that they did opt to go with a Black male LGBTQ individual to play that role. I think that they did a phenomenal job with casting him as that role. And yeah, Bayard Rustin.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a tangent. I don't want to go.
Yeah, no. And it's just because you said that, you know, he, MLK, got the, you know, nonviolent, the pacifist, all of that from Bayard. And Bayard grew up Quaker. So they're all about mm-hmm. pacifism, all about peace. You know what I'm saying? Nonviolent. So that was very interesting to find out about him. You know, you remember Darden? Darden's a Quaker. Darden from CA?
Yes. Is he?
Whole Quaker.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to the Quakers in that regard. But yeah, and you know what though, Coleman Domingo, first of all, he's been around for a minute, and I just really didn't know about him until he popped out for me in like The Color Purple when he was Mister. But he's been around for a long time. But let me, first of all, the way Coleman Domingo's stylist. Shout out to Wayman and Micah, because my mans be dressed to the nines every time. I want Coleman's whole outfit. I just want them to style me, but I can't afford for Wayman and Micah to style me. But if I could, I would be stepping out so flyly each and every time I was out in the world, because my God, my mans, he looks good.
So can I say something about that right quick?
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I was gonna say that I love his style. But you, my friend, okay, my good friend, what you had on the other night.
You like that?
It so gave me him. It so was very Coleman Domingo.
I was okay? Channeling it. I was channeling it secretly in my heart. I was channeling it, you know, shout out to the Uniqlo and TJ Maxx, you know, and Clarks. But I received that. I definitely received that, my friend. But yeah, so speaking of things, so this is a gay old time, right? And on a gay old time, we talk about gay things. We laugh. We talk about things that tip our teacup. And we also like to highlight local, if we can, but local queer artists, right? So I have a friend of my partner's. We're acquaintances. I know him. I guess we're going to be friends soon. But you know, my partner's good friend made up this group called Black Techno Matters, right? His name is Bernard Farley. So he's an amazing artist, and he does like these instrumentals with all of these like otherworldly instruments. You hear me? So Bernard is his decolonized musical identity, but the Bernard is spelled like B_X_R_N_X_R_D. All right, but you pronounce it Bernard. That's his decolonized musical identity in a post-technological singularity world. So every time he plugs into his drum machine, he digs deeper into his ancestral energy while subversively embracing technology to slowly cut all of the shackles to European notions of music. Say what? So he creates visceral drum music that is rooted in our past, that liberates us in the present, and opens portals into an alternate future. So my man just dropped a project in December, but this one right here is called The Neptune Portal, and it's by Bernard of Black Techno Matters. Get into it. Very visceral, very ethereal. The Neptune Portal. Let's go. Thank you. Yes, yes. So that was The Neptune Portal by Bernard of Black Techno Matters. I'm telling you, like, he makes these compositions on, it's this instrument, I do not know what it's called, but it looks like a palette, like a painter's palette. And it has these little bumps, these silver bumps and knobs on it. And if you touch it with a certain heaviness or in a different place, it creates a different like synth sound. Like it's very, very magical. And the Neptune Portal is a song off of his latest release. It's called The Amazing Adventures of Bear Puss and Octobear. And the project is like 4 hours long, no lie. Like you can put this on and just, you can meditate, you could dance a little bit, you could clean the house, you could do all of these things because it's just real groovy, kind of like new, you know, Andre 3000, New Blue Sun, like instrumental, feeling the waves, the vibes type deal. So shout out to Bernard. If you want to get more from him, you can find him on Bandcamp. You can also find him on IG at Black Techno Matters. And this is his direct page. It's at B_X_R_N_X_R_D. Thank you so much, Bernard, for all that you do. And yes, the blackness and the queerness is strong tonight. It's strong tonight. Back to the blackness. Let's go.
Yes, back to the blackness. I felt like that was a song. Back to the blackness.
Well, back to black, Amy Winehouse. The Sounds of Blackness. Maybe it's like a mashup. It's back to black with Sounds of Blackness. And that's, we get back to the blackness.
I was thinking about Sounds of Blackness, I think. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
black. Yes, black to the blackness. Yeah.
No, back to the blackness.
Black to the blackness. Back to the blackness. Back to the blackness. That is a tongue twister for me. Jeez.
Unique, wow. New York. Unique New York. How now, brown cow?
All right.
Yes, tell us about James Hemmings, the chef, the black enslaved chef who transformed American cuisine. Tell us.
Yes. Thank you for regrouping me. So here we go. James Hemmings. I was today years old when I found out that James Hemmings, first of all, let me tell you how I found out about this guy, right? I went to the barbershop this weekend. Those of you that cannot see me, I have a part.
I see that part. Look. I see that part. It's very black.
Thank you. I have a very black haircut, very black fade with a part on the side. Those of you that cannot see me, I'm very black. And I went to a very black barbershop this weekend, and they had a very black Black History Month calendar, and one that I had never seen before, right? Being an educator in the social service world, you see thousands of Black History Month calendars. I had never seen this one before. And it stood out to me because it was about chefs, Black chefs. And I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I've never seen that before. And so I was, I guess, 3 days old when I found out that James Hemmings, about James Hemmings. And apparently he is, like Daffo said, the quote unquote enslaved chef who transformed America's cuisine. And he did that. He invented macaroni and cheese. I didn't know this. Did you know this? I didn't know this.
I did. He went to France and studied in France and, you know, came back, and that what's the sauce? Not a bechamel. Is it called a bechamel? What kind of sauce? It's the cream. It's the sauce that makes the mac and cheese. Like, yeah, like not just cheese and macaroni. You got to put that sauce in it. You got to create that sauce. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I definitely knew about him and I was very, very impressed how he got over to France and came back and just said, oh, I'm about to, oh, watch this, y'all. Watch this. And to this day, we eat that macaroni cheese up. I only eat it most of the time on two occasions because you know Black people be lactose intolerant. I'm one of them.
So on two occasions. Me too.
Maybe three. Maybe Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. But I'll be crushing that macaroni and cheese. Take a good lactate and keep it pushing, all right? I'm grateful.
I am grateful for him, to him, like all of those things. Like, but yes, the same thing. And he had something to do with the French fries. He was over in front, like you said, you know, he studied in France. But yeah, I believe he had something to do with French fries. But check him out. I say all of these to say, I just bring the information, you know, I give you the pieces of it, and it's for you to do your due diligence and do the rest of the research, right?
Absolutely. Don't forget, we want to hear from you if you have anything to contribute. If you just want to say, hey, if you, you know, want to tell us about how your year's been going, being blackity black, how you feeling black this Black History Month, give us a call. Talk to us at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Me personally, I've been screaming Happy Black History Month every place I've been going. You know, I go into the little, shout out to Tacoma Beverage Company, you know, I go in there, get a little ginger turmeric chai with oat milk, you know, and I just screamed out as I was leaving, y'all know it's Black History Month, right? You know, so I just want everybody to know, because I'm just about to be like obnoxiously Black all month, especially because of the administration and how, you know, everything that's going on. So if you want to share how obnoxiously Black you've been or going to be, give us a call at 202-588-0893. Yo, we got a whole bunch of Black queer people to talk about. Now, I don't know. Was James Hemings queer, or we just going to shout him out because was he queer? Was he queer too?
Who?
James Hemings.
James Hemming. I'm sorry.
The chef.
Oh no. He was not queer. I'm
Lord have mercy. Who? Papa, who this woman? Who? Lord have mercy. That's all right, but everybody else that we're going to talk about.
Everybody else is queer, people. No, everybody else is queer. Okay. I was looking on a list of queer people, and so when you
see... You said, who? Who?
I'm sorry, what? I don't know what you're talking about, lady.
Of course we got James Baldwin, you know, of course we got James, a thinker, a writer, a civil rights activist, all types of books, novels, autobiography. Yo, the man was a thinker, and he was very, speaking of France, didn't he move? Didn't he go to Europe?
Yes, he did.
Sometimes you got to dip out of America when you're Black. How about that? Sometimes you just got to leave. And I'm not mad at that.
Sometimes I feel I want to get away. I've got to get away from the train you drive into the heart of me.
you singing that whole thing. You better sing it. I was like, oh, okay. But absolutely,
Sometimes
you got to get away.
America, caca.
Look.
Get away.
look, and you know, don't believe the hype there, you know, don't believe the lies that folks is telling you, like, oh yeah, America's the best. What you want to do with what you going to do when you leave? Why would you leave a third world country? What you mean? If you don't get your passport and go see this wonderful world and be blackety black everywhere else, and then just discover other black communities in different countries. And just be like, yo, we everywhere. You know we everywhere, but it feels so good when you just see that we're everywhere and you experience how everywhere we are. Because we are the global what? Majority, not majority. Minority, okay?
We're so, the majority.
Absolutely. So get your passport, especially now. A lot of things are especially now, okay? Get your passport and get out of here. Get out of here. Okay.
That is a real live quote, though, right now. Especially now.
Especially now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. What else we got? Ma Rainey, shout out. You know, Ma Rainey was, you know, had a little secret love affair with Bessie Smith out this joint. Word on the street is.
Ooh,
word on the street.
Quiet as it's kept.
Quiet as it's kept. You know what I'm saying? She was one of the earliest known American professional blues singers, born in Columbus, Georgia on April 26, 1886. Okay? So in 1925, the police raided a party she was hosting and found several undressed women engaging in intimate situations, okay? After that, she was bailed out of jail by bisexual blues legend Bessie and her rumored lover, Bessie Smith. Shout out to that. Shout out to the Bay. Shout out to the Bay that's going to bail you out of jail, you know, when you get locked up for being your beautiful Black queer self, you know? Shout out to Bay and the bailout.
Shout out.
Where would we be without Bay bailing us out? Where would we be without Bay? Beautiful Black queer Bay. Okay. Where would we be? Where would I be? But no, I think it's so we're gonna get into Young Gifted and Black by Nina Simone. And then after that, we'll have a station break, and then we're gonna come right back with more of A Gay Old Time with myself, Daffo, and
Awesome Rita, and some Black Facts.
So, Young Gifted and Black.
Intact. how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
Whether it's the courage to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and genocide, or our commitment to presenting jazz and all of its extensions, as well as other liberatory musical forms, blues, hip-hop, house, WPFW has been an unwavering partner in the fight for social justice and the preservation of the culture. Now's the time for you to display your courage and commitment to truly independent press by donating during our winter pledge drive from February 9th through the 22nd. It is with your generous financial support that WPFW, this emancipatory educational media outlet, continues to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Welcome back to A Gay Old Time on 89.3 WPFW. Please call in. We'd love to hear from you. What's going on? What's new? What are you doing? You know, what are you leaving behind? If you have anything that you want to add to what we've been talking about, what is historical and Black, we're queer, we're here, and we ain't going nowhere. So what's up? What's up, people? Tap in. Hit us up, 202-588-0893. I am sorry. Please hit us up, 202-588-0893. Again, that number is 202-588-0893. And we are A Gay Old Time on 89.3 WPFW. What's up?
Absolutely. So we got more gay, queer, Blackness for you, you know? Shout out to, Gladys Bentley, 1907, 1960. Gladys Alberta Bentley was an American blues singer, pianist, and entertainer during the Harlem Renaissance. Her career skyrocketed when she appeared at Harry Hansberry's Clam House, a well-known gay speakeasy in New York in the 1920s, as a Black lesbian cross-dressing performer. She had the trademark top hat. She was all suited and booted, honey. You know, and shout out to those like back in the day that were like unapologetically their queer selves, because you were already like oppressed anyway in different ways than we are now. But like, you were already oppressed because you're a woman. You're already oppressed because you're Black. And then you got the nerve, the audacity to be queer and dress not as a man. I'm like, I don't, you know, and you got the nerve to wear a tailored tuxedo with a top hat being a woman. Do you know how bold you have to be in the early 1900s to do you boldly? You hear me? So like, shout out to all of the ancestors and all that came before us who were so bold and so unapology Black and queer, because my God, I kind of, you know, we're kind of spoiled here in DC, even, you know, like, we're not a small country, deep down south, oppressive, restrictive town. Like, we can really be ourselves out loud here. So it's like really wow when you go to different parts of the country and, you know, you're like, ooh, should I, you know, wear this? Or should I show this affection to Bay? Ooh, am I about to get ran up on, you know, because it's different in different parts of the country. I don't believe, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's the way it was in the early 1900s, but it's definitely different. And I'm very grateful that I live where I live, Native Washingtonian here. Two Native Washingtonians. How about that? The last of a dying breed. All right.
Yes. You know,
but yeah, man, shout out to being Black and being unapologetically Black and unapologetically queer and yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to that. Shout out again, and piggybacking off of, not piggybacking. Oh, that is so, that's such a racist connotation, and we'll dive into that. Maybe we'll, this is the time to dive into it because it's Black History Month. But piggybacking that saying is very colonialism. And it's racially derivative. So I don't want to say that, but we're going to continue with that and I guess drag. So I want to talk about William Dorsey Swan. Mm-hmm. And I was yesterday years old when I found out, or maybe like 2 days old when I found out about William Dorsey Swan, who was the first drag queen.
Ooh.
And a native of the DMV.
Wow.
So,
shout out.
Yes. William was actually born into slavery in Maryland just before the Civil War. In the 1800s, as a young adult, he moved to Washington, D.C. to find work to help support his parents and siblings. In Washington, he found the Emancipation Day Parade.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
Awesome, Rita. We have a caller.
Oh, you don't say.
Let's get to our caller and then we come back to a caller. What's your name and where you from?
I'm from D.C. My name is Tony, and I'm a special police in D.C.
Hey, Tony, welcome to a gay old town.
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
I said, hey, Tony, welcome to a gay old town. What you got to say? Got anything, any Black history facts, any queer Black history facts, any new year, new you?
Yeah, I was wondering where all these people want to be gay. I mean, as a gay person.
Oh, Tony. Oh, you're out of here, Tony. Oh, it's okay, Tony. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you for, you know, listening. But if you would like to know more about that, you got to do your own research, or you got to open up your heart and your mind and erase the prejudices and the programming that you've been taught.
Biases.
And the biases. And you got the love, my brother. You got to love, because it's all about love. God made us all the way we are, gay, straight, trans, bi, asexual, intersexed, all of these things. God made us this way. Jesus, God made us this way. So what I want you to do, I want you to just take some time with God.
And honestly, Tony, I would say take some time with someone. If you have a young person in your life that you feel like may be gay or may subscribe to the LGBTQ+ community, have a conversation with them. Open your heart up, like Defo said. You know, try to open your heart up and not be so judgmental, right? And just come from a place of, like Defo said, love and peace. And WWJD, what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
Jesus never. Disowned anyone just because they were different from Jesus. Jesus was all about what? Bringing everybody into the fold.
Absolutely. Into the fold. Absolutely. And we're not going to dwell, but let's get back to who is we talking about now? The Emancipation Day. He came up with Emancipation Day.
We're going to bring it right on back.
We're bringing it back. We're not going to spend too much time to preach to that guy.
Swan. William Dorsey Swan was his given name. And like I said, William Dorsey Swan was the first drag queen. William moved to Washington, D.C., was born. I'm sorry about my background. People, I live in the city, okay? It's the heart of it.
I gotta hear that background. Go ahead.
All right, moving on. So, like I was saying, he founded the Emancipation Day Parade. I didn't even know about this, but the parade highlighted queens, beautiful, crowned Black women who personified African Americans' newfound freedom. The queens of Emancipation Day so inspired Swan that he adopted the title Queen for himself at the secret dance that he and his friends, guess what they called it? A drag.
Ha ha, nice.
So the word drag possibly comes from a contraction of grand rag, which now we know as the balls, right? The drag. Exactly. So that is William Dorsey Swan, the first drag queen.
Nice.
Who was a Washingtonian.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, man, like this is a gay old time, man. And we're talking about queerness and Blackness during this good old Black History Month. So we have a portion of our show. We're not going to spend too much time on it because the time keeps on slipping into the future, okay? But we got to share what tips our teacup, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, what tips my teacup? Awesome, Rita.
What's tipping your teacup?
Cyclists that decide to use the whole road because there's a sign that says share the road with cyclists, but never mind the tons of traffic behind you. Never mind if it's rush hour. Like, I know the sign says you can use the whole street, but why would you want to be so inconsiderate and block car after car after car? You know, I mean, I will make room for you. I will share. I will scooch on over. But why are you in your non-motorized vehicle in the middle of the road? That is my question.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why for come? Why?
Why? Why? Why? Okay, that's not human nature. I guess it is human nature, okay? But I just want, maybe y'all could just scooch to the side, you know, go ahead and scooch to the side. Not saying that you have to ride on the sidewalks because there are pedestrians there. But, you know, we can ride together and it doesn't have to be traffic jams or bottlenecks because you say the sign says I can ride here in the road. Well, you can, but why would you? And that's one of the things that tips my teacups, Awesome Rita. What tips your teacup, Awesome Rita?
What tips my teacup is, so I ride the train. I ride the Metro.
Okay.
Out there on the airways, I ride the Metro. I love the Metro. I've been riding the Metro for years. And I, unlike other people, know proper Metro etiquette. And that is, when you get on the train, please do not, and it tells you, like they have AI, they are telling you how to properly board the train. When you get on the train, please do not crowd the doors. They tell you that. They tell you that. I don't know why people insist on standing right in front of the doors. I mean, and it's like a cluster. It is packed like sardines right at the door. And it's an illusion, right? Because it makes you think when you look at it, oh my God, the train is packed. Oh my God, I don't know where I'm going to sit. The train is packed. It's not packed. It's just that those people refuse to move away from the doors. And again, they tell you, move away from the doors. Move away from the doors. Spread out. Yeah. It really bothers me. And then they look at me like I'm the problem, because I'm saying, excuse me. And sometimes I don't say excuse me. My bag says it for me. And that's that.
You be bulldozing through that joint. Like, excuse me, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
It bothers me.
To the right, walk to the left, okay?
Well, please. It picks my teeth up every single time, every day. Don't rush out.
God bless, yo. So we always like to leave you with a positive quote or affirmation. You know, after we done fuss the world out, we like to balance it out with some positivity, you know? So this is our final thought for the day. And then we're going to close out with the Black National Anthem. Okay. So check it out. This quote is by Ibram X. Kendi from 400 Souls. The most marvelous, unbelievable thing about Black people in America is that they exist. Every imaginable monstrosity that evil can conjure has been inflicted on this population, yet they have not been extinguished. Glory to God in the highest, because whenever you look at a Black person, you're looking at a miracle, all right?
A miracle. Can I say this in as as Maya Angelou would say it? Can I say it? So here we go. The most marvelous, unbelievable thing about Black people in America is that they exist. Every imaginable monstrosity that evil can conjure has been inflicted on this population, yet they have not been extinguished. Ibram X. Kendi, 400 Souls.
Wonderful. And with that, this has been a gay old time with Daffo
and Awesome Rita.
And we just want to wish y'all a happy Black History Month and a happy year.
B-girls.
B-girls out. We're going to leave y'all with Lift Every Voice and Sing. Thank you so much, WPFW 89.3 FM. Thank you, producer.
Thank you. B-girls out.
The harmonies of liberty. Let our forth in the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our Father's sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been walked.
Georgetown University professor Maurice Jackson and NEA jazz master Willard Jenkins will interview each other about their books as well as sign them at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 11th at the Hill Center at 921 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast. This is the third session of the series, Our City, Our Music, Our Writers. Details at hillcenterdc.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Whether it's the courage to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and genocide, or our commitment to presenting jazz and all of its extensions, as well as other liberatory musical forms, blues, hip-hop, house, WPFW has been an unwavering partner in the fight for social justice and the preservation of the culture. Now's the time for you to display your courage and commitment to truly independent press by donating during our winter pledge drive from February 9th through the 22nd. It is with your generous financial support that WPFW, this emancipatory educational media outlet, continues to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.